Dubfod goes hard.
I came across a thread of a woman who said she made £50,000 a year from selling photos of her feet. From selling these. She made £50,000 from her foot. Mad.
Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I'm Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my good pal Matt. Hello, Matt.
Howdy, buddy.
And the king of pranks, the albino alligator, Mr. Travis Hulse. Hello,
hello,
Travis.
Hey, is Drunk dead?
Matt, Drunk, he has a seasonal profession. And there are holidays fast approaching that need his attention. At least that's what I've come to understand.
Okay.
So yeah, a lot going on in the world, right, Travis?
Oh, there is so much happening today, yesterday, the day before, tomorrow. I can't even wrap my head around it.
Travis, you're a Wisconsin guy, and Wisconsin is. This is the most I've ever heard about it.
Yeah, I mean, when you're not hearing about the cheese, you really don't hear about much of anything. We kind of keep to ourselves up here, drink our beers, eat our fish fries, and
drinking up there, Travis.
Enjoy. Well, you know,
the IPAs.
A lot of, I think, for the majority of people up here, it's quantity over quality.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's plenty of microbrews. We got microbreweries all over the place here. They've exploded in the past, you know, decade or so. So there is a plethora of beer beverages to choose from here. I guess it's all kind of just what you're into, right?
Mm-hmm. Turns out, yeah. Was that Rat House guy? That was at Wisconsin, right? The Rat House guy that shot the people.
Rat House. I'm not familiar with Rat House.
The little fucking white kid that was running around with the rifle.
Yeah. It's that's all part of the entire Kenosha saga, which has been going on for a week or two.
I saw people giving that kid shit because he was wearing gloves.
Yeah, that, I mean,
like, everybody should be wearing gloves, right?
Yeah, lots of people are wearing gloves.
I mean, don't give that kid shit for that. There's plenty of other things to give that kid shit about.
Of course.
You wear gloves. That's fine, guy.
Right.
Don't shoot people.
Are we gonna nitpick?
You shouldn't shoot people. Wear gloves. That's fine.
That's true.
I think if you shoot somebody, carte blanche to make fun of them for everything else.
Are you telling me that SEAL Team 6, when they took out Osama bin Laden, we can make fun of a guy because he's got a pencil mustache?
Did they knock first?
No.
Did they make their presence known before?
No, of course not.
Well, they rolled up in a helicopter. I'm sure people heard that.
Yeah, oh, they dropped outside of the range of
stealth copters.
It's a stealth copter. They dropped in, used night vision, blasted
them. I watched Zero Dark 30. You couldn't hear that helicopter. It was like...
Oh, it was one of them silent helicopters?
Well, yeah, it's the kind that got in there and got out.
That's why we spend so much on the military. Matt, we got to buy these silent helicopters.
Was J&O... And then they were like, hey, surprise, motherfucker.
We're here.
Yeah.
Pop, pop.
Travis, surprise, motherfucker.
Travis, you hear about the goings on. Do you know who Bella Thorne is?
Oh, Mike, I have been trying to find audio for you to edit something together for me for like a week.
of Bella
Thorne? Let's talk about
Thorne?
This, and then I'll tell you what my plan was.
Oh, okay. Of Bella Thorne. So you know who she is?
I don't know who she is, but I do know of the OnlyFans saga.
So she was a Disney gal, and she put herself up on that OnlyFans, which is, I guess it's like a porn subscription service, isn't it?
Well, it's like OnlyFans is exactly that. It's a, instead of not just a porn subscription service, but what you do is you subscribe to certain individuals, you follow them on their accounts, and you pay them, but they're just talking to the audience.
It's like hyper Patreon is what it is.
So yeah, she made $1 million on her first day on OnlyFans. What you can do on this site is you can post something that's behind a paywall. So you can tell people, hey, you can do a peekaboo on this thing I'm putting up, but you got to like pay money for it.
Right.
And what she was promising was that she was going to show them. And
nudes.
Travis, all these simps that were on Bella Thorne's OnlyFans, they said, holy shit, she's gonna fucking post them
for the low price of $200.
So she posts this picture, right, and people pay $200 to see this picture of her, and it isn't what she said it was going to be.
Yeah, she straight up said, nudes, am I gonna get naked, ha 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 ha, $200. So then she posted a picture after people spent $200, and it absolutely was not nude. And she said, I'm not doing nudes.
Well, is it one of those, like, you know, interpretive nudes?
No. Like she was like wearing her underpants, Matt. She was in her underpants, which you can see on her Instagram. She posts pictures in her underpants all the time.
You don't even need to be on OnlyFans to see that.
Can we get drunk on OnlyFans?
And have him post them?
Can we get drunk and OnlyFans, but he's just ripping off like the number one OnlyFans? Like he does all the same poses and pictures that the number one girl on OnlyFans does?
What we should do is we should have an OnlyFans that posts other people's OnlyFans.
Mm. Just say, hey, we screenshot all of the other OnlyFans, but we give it to you 50% off.
Right. Well, hey, you could just subscribe. It would be like a cable, Travis. You know, like you get all the channels, but you just pay one low price.
That's right. No more of this a la carte bullshit. We're putting it all in one place.
That's what they need. They need OnlyFans aggregators that can get all the OnlyFans combined. Like if you combine forces, Travis, think of all the people that would come.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so like. Many. It's hard to commit to one gal who can post stuff on a whim.
What if we set up like a fax number where you just fax in the OnlyFans? Like the pictures just get faxed out.
Oh, we fax to them or correct. They fax us who they want and we get it for them?
No. We transcribe their OnlyFans through fax.
We'll just explain what the picture is.
Yeah.
So, Travis... Fax. Everybody who paid $200 to see Bella Thorne's boobies, mm-hmm. they were right pissed.
Her nipply news,
see, because
I think is what they're called.
That is what Chickley they're called, James. Man, I believe, in the Disney world, which she comes from. So these people, they said, hey, I want my money back because you said you were going to show me your boobies and you didn't.
Right.
And so OnlyFans was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
This all these really people paid $200 and now we got to give it all back. And yeah. We don't want to do that because like we like our $200.
See, well, and not only the $200, you also the OnlyFans subscription price, because the $200 was like above and beyond what they were already paying to be an OnlyFans. And this $200, I don't believe was part of her $1 million that she made first day. First day was strictly just people signing up for her OnlyFans. And this $200 went to make her even more money beyond that in the second third, fourth day.
And OnlyFans doesn't want that bad press. Like, you know, I'm sure they have.
Well, and also they didn't have. That's the best part about this entire story is that they pay out. Well, they did. They changed their policies, but OnlyFans pay out immediately. So they pay out like in the same week that people sign up for your OnlyFans. OnlyFans pays the quote unquote talent all of the money that they receive minus their cut.
Right. They get 20%, Travis.
Yeah. And the problem with this refund thing is there was hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of people who were like, give me my fucking money back. This is bullshit. And OnlyFans was like, we can't pay you.
Yeah, we don't have that anymore.
Because we gave Bella Thorne her $1.2 million.
Right.
We don't have that. So now, because of what Bella Thorne did, OnlyFans has changed their entire policy. You used to be able to tip. I can't even remember what it was, because you could be an OnlyFans subscriber. Plus, then you could leave money in a tip jar, which could be hundreds of dollars. Well, they have now said they've maxed out the OnlyFans subscription to 50, and like the tip jar, you can only tip up to $100, and you don't get your money back right away. It takes a while, and they also do not pay out the quote unquote talent until I believe it's 30 days. So it's just like anything else now, where if you get a bunch of OnlyFans who subscribe up, you get your money from them at the end of the month as opposed to right away.
So kind of like podcasting, Travis, like celebrities show up and ruin it for everybody, right?
Yeah, and that's the thing, too, is because OnlyFans, the majority of OnlyFans is actual sex workers. They're actual porn stars or amateur porn stars or the like.
I like that, Travis. Yeah. Sex workers. I like that you are going with the times.
Hey, it's a legitimate profession. I'm proud of you. People to have sex on camera, people to diddle themselves for your pleasure, all of these different things. This was an actual living for plenty of just like normal people who use this platform to make a living. And Bella Thorne swoops in and completely fucks the entire system.
Right.
Well, and they were saying that, like that pay-per-view thing that she did, the $200 deal, they've now capped that at $50. And so, you know, like somebody who, you know, like makes a fucking like blowjob video or something is like, okay, the most that I can make from this is $40.
Right.
It used to be whatever you wanted. And now they got spooked and they're like, nah, fuck this. $50. That's all you can make. And don't get it for 30 days.
And Bella Thorne can post a glorified Instagram video. And that's what essentially ruined the whole fucking thing.
And it's interesting because that's going on. And of course, OnlyFans loves that, you know, somebody of that caliber, somebody of note, draws people to their website. They don't, of course, like that, you know, all the negative press and the stigma that she's probably put on signing up to look at somebody's titties who doesn't show them to you. But like the, have you seen what's going on? Do you know who Joe Budden is, Travis?
Joe Budden?
He's a rapping man who started a podcast. He retired. He's no longer rapping. He makes a podcast. And a couple years ago, Spotify paid him a significant amount of money to go exclusive to Spotify. And he was kind of the first one to do it, and they kind of gauged whether when Netflix started doing their streaming thing and they had like dumb fucking movies on there that nobody really wanted to watch, but like it was a new technology, it was fun. I think they quickly realized we got to pay all these movie people licensing, and we don't actually have anything of our own. We better start making shit. And I think that Spotify learned the same thing, because they're buying podcasts like crazy now because they want shit that you can only get from them. Because, I mean, sure, you can get music, but you can get music from Apple. You can get music from Amazon. You can get music from Tidal. I mean, nobody uses Tidal, but Tidal exists still, I think.
Right. It's the same reason why Stitcher a couple of years back or a year back or whatever, started doing Stitcher Premium and putting special podcasts behind paywalls.
So Joe Budden, he was there for a couple of years. And from what I understand, if you listen to his last couple of podcasts, he's leaving. He's leaving the exclusive deal and going back to doing because he figured it out. And he thinks that it's kind of a scam what Spotify is doing.
Probably assumes he can probably get a bunch of sponsors on his own and make, you know, more money than what they're paying him.
Joe Rogan is going to be exclusive to Spotify. I think in like December or something. And that's a big fucking fish because once you get one or two big fish and people have to have that app on their phone, then they're just going to start using it for more things. And they're going to, okay, I'm already listening to Rogan. I can queue up my next podcast that I listen to after that. Might as well just use the same fucking app. And so you draw people in to like your thing and you keep them there. And that's the whole fucking game.
Yeah. And that's actually the big reason why there are being battles right now. We've talked about this before, but why HBO Max and Peacock are fighting with Roku and Amazon Fire Stick, because Amazon and Roku both are like, we don't want the eyes anywhere else. And we also want the data that we're collecting from these people. We don't want to split that off. We want to be able to offer this service here and keep people here so we can make the money. So all it takes is, like you said, those couple of high profile either shows or people or whatever, just exclusive content that will keep people around the app and, you know, the terms of service that nobody reads where they're you know, collecting your data.
Well, that and I mean, podcasts, they keep you longer than a song. They don't have to. They make 30% of like you listening to music. 70% is gone already. They're giving it to labels. They're giving it to musicians. So they're not making shit. They're making plenty when they're selling ads on Joe Rogan.
Right.
So yeah, that's the game. Get people to listen to it and don't pay other people.
So essentially what we need to do is to just, we need to sign somebody high profile, stick them in the middle of this program and, we'll be good to go.
So we trick somebody into doing a podcast inside of our podcast. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. So we do a show. It's going to end up being probably a 2-hour show because we put somebody's 1-hour show directly in the middle of our show.
So like, so we'll go no to the choice. We'll go to break and then you'll get to hear the podcast you actually want to listen to. Is that
exactly
what you're saying?
And then more than likely, you're just going to let it play out and hear the back end of our show.
Right. Because it's going to be good after the break.
Well, yeah.
That's when all the good stuff happens.
Well, when we come back from break, we'll do one of those things where like everybody's kind of just like casually talking and laughing like, all right, guys. And then they'll be like, what, who are they laughing about? I got to go back and listen to the first half.
Matt, I have a question that I was thinking about. Everybody's always talking about the pedo rings and stuff. And there's more and more evidence that.
Hey, before you tell me about the pedo rings.
Maybe there's pedo rings, Matt.
Can I tell you that the number 5 beer in Wisconsin is Point Special, Stevens Point Brewery.
Yeah.
That's number 5.
Which it's only because Stevens Point Lager, Point Special has been around for ages. And it is one of the very first central Wisconsin breweries. And they are no longer self-sufficient. I believe, is it Coor? I think they own Point now.
Travis, how do you broach the subject of the pedo ring? Like, how do you get in? How do you say, pardon me, sir, but do you like having sex with children? Because I do, and
I mean,
I think you got to go to the black web, the dark web.
I mean, I assume it's a well established. You probably like get beat in, like if you were joining the Crips or the Bloods, where it's like, hey,
you're not showing
an interest in the thing that you're into. Beat me in so I can be part of your inner circle.
Yeah, but how do you even find out that guy's into it?
Oh, I think people, if they're into it, I think they're secretive enough to not necessarily get caught, but not so secret that they wouldn't maybe let a little bit slip over a couple of double whiskeys at the tavern.
Do you remember that senator guy who was kicking out a wide stance at the bathroom airport to like tell people?
Are you talking about Tap Tap Slide?
The Tap Tap Slide.
That's like to say, hey, I want to do some butt stuff in the bathroom here.
Hey, I'd like to create a glory hole and stick my ween right through it.
Like maybe there's like a secret handshake or something that we don't know about. Like you tickle their palm with your middle finger when you go to shake their hand.
A double wink. I don't know all the intricacies of this. I'm not a pedophile.
I'm afraid to Google how to become a pedophile.
How to join a pedophile ring, right?
Right.
Maybe that's what we'll name the episode and see what kind of replies we get.
Certainly,
that's
just for
not a good idea.
Certainly, just for education's sake.
Yeah, how to join a pedophile ring? Like, how do you get in?
Yeah, I'll do that at work.
Yeah,
I'll Google it on the work computer. It'll be safe.
What you need to do, Matt? You need to go to a Best Buy and use one of their tablets.
Oh, there you go. Like, just jump in, go to like All US right. Cellular, pretend like you're in the market for a new phone, but then you use the demo phone.
I just want to test the internet out really quick on this. Is it got the 5G? What do we got here? I just want to test out its Google capabilities.
Ooh, this one is fast. It pulled up all of the information I need immediately.
Yeah, that's what Pete Townsend did. He just said he was making a documentary. He's just like, hey, guys, I was making a documentary.
Can you believe that guy got away with that? People are fine with Pete Townsend. People are fine with that whole thing.
Didn't Steven Tyler marry like a 14-year-old girl like in the 70s?
Mm-hmm. The guy from Led Zeppelin, he fucking just kidnapped a gal. And she lived in his basement for like 30 years.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. Like, he wrote a lot of really good songs, Mike.
Matt, we should Hannibal Buress Pete Townsend. That's the new focus of the podcast. He wasn't making a documentary. It never came out.
It never came out.
If he was making a documentary, where's the goddamn documentary?
Didn't have. I mean, they investigated him. They found it all there on his computer. He's like, guys, making a documentary here.
I bet goddamn Pete Townsend. I bet he knows what the handshake is. I bet he knows how to get in.
Oh, for sure. He did enough research.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what happened. He was researching it. To find out how to get in, he probably found out.
So they were like, hey, Pete, like, what? Pulled full hard drive here of a bunch of child pornography. And he's like, yeah, but I wrote Pinball Wizard.
You got a point there. Tommy, can you hear me? Travis, you don't tell people you have a podcast,
no,
right?
Of course not.
Yeah, you don't tell people. So like
you,
to be so bold as to find out how to get in the pedophile ring, it's weird. I guess we don't understand it because we're of a different elk. You know what I'm saying?
We're on the outside of the circle, not on the inside of the circle.
So here's the deal: we went into Pete Townsend's house. We had to ask him a few questions. He started playing us some demo tracks of Bob O'Reilly. And I don't know how we left.
What were we there for?
He's probably not guilty.
Cool. He gave us a couple.
He wrote that one part, you know, like in the CSI Miami when David Caruso puts on the glasses. You know what I'm talking about?
He pulled us a couple point specials from Wisconsin, and there it was.
Next thing I know, I was sleeping and my butt hurt.
Number four, Mike, the number four beer in Wisconsin, Spotted Cow.
Spotted Cow, you can only get it in Wisconsin.
No, I don't think that's true, Travis. I think that my friends have ordered that at a bar before. I've heard Spotted Cow before.
Mike.
That is it is illegal. There has been plenty of bars. There was one bar.
What are you talking about illegal? You go to Wisconsin, you buy some beer, you bring it back here, and you sell it.
You can't resell it.
You lost your goddamn mind.
Look up liquor laws illegal. And how you cannot transport things across the border and resell them.
What are you talking about, Travis?
Mike, who are you talking to?
You buy like a goddamn keg of beer. Right. You put it in the back of your car.
Listen to me.
You put it in the back of your car, Travis.
Yep.
and you drive south.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to your bar.
Yep.
And you hook the keg up.
Sure.
And you put it up on your little chalkboard. Hey, I got this spotted cow.
Yep. And then you get in a gigantic fine and they shut down your business, because that's exactly what happened to a bar in New York who really enjoyed spotted cow. And they did exactly what you said.
So as
it was found out that they were selling spotted cow, which it's not licensed to be crossing over borders and sold in other states. And they either lost their business or they were fined like $50,000.
Yeah, he's right. I'm looking it up right now, Mike. Liquor law in the U.S. is a giant clusterfuck. It's layers of distributors and taxes and complications.
It's the same thing as...
You can't sell spotted cow outside of Wisconsin.
Yep. It's the same thing as the tax stamp on cigarettes. You can't go to one state, buy cigarettes cheap, cross the border, and then sell them at your convenience store because there's a specific tax stamp on those things.
Minnesota bar busted for selling Wisconsin beer.
Boom.
What are the rules when it comes to New Glarus, which I guess makes spotted cow?
Right. And each thing that you, there has to be a license offered. Like Point Special can now be sold across the country. Lining Kugels, which is a Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin beer, is licensed to be sold across the country.
I was going
to
say, I know I've had a Lining Kugel.
Of course. And you've had
Lining Kugel is not on this list, by the way.
Hey, Matt, do you remember a long time ago those salsa commercials where everybody was like around a
New York salsa. City?
They found out it was from New York City and everybody spit that shit out. They're like, no, I'm not eating this. It's New York City. Yeah, it's
Old El Paso, right?
Was it?
Was it Old El Paso?
Yeah.
It was either Old El Paso or it was Pace.
Oh, Pace. Yeah. One of those.
Yeah. Then they had all the cowboys.
Sure. Where is it made? New York City.
Yeah, and it was always cowboys sitting around a fire, fully cowboyed up.
Cowboys, cowboys were walking around with a jar of salsa. What fucking cowboy is out camping with a jar of salsa?
Hey guys, I just brought this camping jar of salsa.
Somebody's pulled out a fucking jar of salsa.
And not only that, that cowboy pulled out a jar of salsa, and everybody spit it out, and then a different cowboy pulled out a second jar of salsa.
Right, he was like, no. Your New York City salsa. Where are cowboys getting New York City salsa?
Yeah. Let me go to my saddlebag and get my jar of salsa.
Right.
This is from right here. Yeah, it probably was Old El Paso. You're probably correct about that now that I think about it.
New York City!
Charles, we're going to go to break. When we come back, there's a lot more that I have to talk about. I want to tell you about the latest sensation on Cameo.
Ooh, and baby, there is Joe Exotic news.
Is there really, Travis?
You got it, dude.
I can't wait.
And when we come back, I will reveal the top three beers from Wisconsin.
I've probably had them all, Matt. I'm telling you, I've had a spotted cow. I know I have.
Unless you were in Wisconsin, Mike, you did not drink spotted cow.
Oh, wait,
unless... here's Lenin Kugel. Lenin Kugel's number 7.
Weird. Straight Lining Kugel?
Yeah, just the Lining Kugel Bach Jacob Lining Kugel Brewing Company.
Hmm.
Christmas is right around the corner, and with no end in sight to this diseased-riddled hellscape of an existence, Dixco has the toy that makes hygiene fun.
Your hands are covered in germs! Clean them, clean them, clean them, clean them!
Sanitizing Sammy, new from Dixco. Pre-order yours today at WFODix.com.
You're listening to StrangeLabel.com. Viva La Label.
Oh, you know that Maggie slapped the bass, slapped the bass.
Oh, God.
Maggie slapped the bass, slapped the bass.
Oh, God.
Maggie slapped the bass, slapped the bass.
Oh, God.
Maggie slapped the bass, slapped the bass.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. Matt doesn't want to talk about slapping the bass like he used to do.
WFOD!
Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. The first podcast transmitted via the FaxCast Fax Machine Transmission Service. have podcasts streamed directly to your fax machine. Visit us on the web at faxcasts.com or dial toll-free 1-800-FAXCAST.
Once again, WFOD, wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Welcome back.
Mike, is this that new Smashing Pumpkins jam?
That's my favorite Smashing Pumpkins song.
It's not, guys. It's pretty obviously not. But thanks. Guys, thanks. Travis, I got a targeted ad on my Instagram the other day. There's somebody new on our favorite website, Cameo.
Oh, Cameo.
Now, Travis.
It's like OnlyFans, but one shot at a time.
Travis, I want to play you a little bit of this. They do not have the previews, like where you can see where they've done ones for other people. They have some reviews, which leads me to believe that there's been people who have paid this. It's $300. I'll put the cart ahead of the horse, Travis. For $300, you can get this. I want to play you their welcome message, because this is exciting stuff here,
Travis. Hey, everyone. I'm Dan.
And I'm Doug. We are in the band Hoobastank. We recently released a new video for the acoustic version of the song "The Reason," and because of that, we've partnered with.
Because of that, isn't
"The Reason" acoustic already? Like, it's not.
It's not acoustic, Matt.
Cameo for limited time to offer a personalized, customized version of "The Reason."
So, Matt,
a customized version,
Matt. What they'll do is they'll go and they'll sing "The Reason" for you, but they'll change the words for your occasion.
For you.
For any occasion, Doug.
Yes. Anniversaries.
Okay.
Birthdays.
Bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs.
Yes.
Divorces.
Quinceañeras.
Your worst enemy.
All of them.
Can we pay them money to replace all of the lyrics with the lyrics from All Star by Smash Mouth?
Is Smash Mouth not on Cameo? No, they will only do the reason, Matt.
Real quick, just before we even get into the cameo portion of it, this would be like Cisco coming out right now and being like, I just released an acoustic version of the Thong Song. Who gives a fuck?
You know that song from, what year was that song? Like 2005? Like 2004?
Smash Mouth is not on Cameo, but Sasha Grey is.
Really?
This is, I get when a band has a hit and that's typically what makes them money, but usually they have more songs that keep them going. To 20 years later, almost, to be like, oh, we're going to release an acoustic version of this song that was popular 15 plus years ago, seems pretty fucking desperate. And then to take to a service like Cameo and charge, did you say $300?
$300. The Reason came out in 2004, Matt.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And this is a limited time discount, by the way, for first fans to book this Cameo.
Now, when they said it's a limited time thing and they're celebrating The Reason Acoustic, The Reason Acoustic came out in September of 2019, Matt. So it has been available for a year. And now they're doing Cameo. Maybe they've been doing Cameo.
Listen,
for some Mike, reason. This was a targeted Instagram ad for me. They were like, dude, you got to go get this fucking Hoobastank Cameo.
Real quick, just let me say, it's not surprising that they're celebrating something they did 1 year ago if they're re-releasing a song that they put out 16 years ago.
Right. Allow me to read this review.
Oh, a review of?
Yeah, yeah. This guy bought it. He rated it 5 stars. It's reviewed by my wife, Nicole, on August 26, 2020. Absolutely incredible. The words of the song are so powerful now that I'm a family man that oftentimes hurts my family with my actions and deeds.
Did he say most of the time?
Yeah. I want to thank you for taking the time to record the song specifically for my family. So he hurts his family with actions and deeds.
Like paying $300 to Hoobastank.
Apparently said, hey, I'm sorry, guys, that I've been hurting you with my actions and deeds. Here's a re-recorded version of The Reason by Hoobastank to make it all better.
Sorry I've been beating you, wife, and telling you kids that I wish you were never born. Here's a personalized song from hit makers of the mid-aughts.
I got really drunk last night, and I beat the shit out of you with the leg of the couch. Sorry.
Woke up in my own vomit. Told you.
They'll record a version of The Reason for Divorces, they said, Matt.
The words of the song are so powerful now that I'm a family man. Now that he's a family man, they weren't powerful prior to him being a family man. That oftentimes hurts my family with my actions and deeds. What the fuck does that even mean?
So this guy is now affected by a song now that he's a family man. But now that he's a family man,
that
likes
often
to hurt
hurts.
His family.
Right. The words of the song are so powerful, now that I'm a family man, that oftentimes hurts my family with my actions and deeds.
So what did they change in the song to personalize it for him?
Yeah, well, you know, the reason that I beat you guys.
Yeah, the reason is you.
Is this Bam Margera hurting his family all the time with pranks and shit, and he just paid for a fucking Reason cover?
Do you think Bam Margera has an extra $300 laying around, Matt?
Bam Margera's got to be on Cameo. He just paid for it with a Cameo.
He just did a couple Cameo. Maybe you can barter Cameos, Matt. Maybe
but
you
Bam
can
Margera
go to Hoobastank and be like, hey, guys, I'll do some Cameos for you if you record me like a sweet version of The Reason, apologizing to my parents for all those times I broke into their bedroom while they were sleeping and beat up my dad.
Bam Margera is on Cameo, guys.
Of course
he's not available right now, but he is on Cameo. And allow me really quick to read this 1-star review of Bam Margera. 1 star for now because I'm waiting on my redo that was requested through Cameo. My name was forgotten in the list of who the video is from. Hoping to get the updated video.
Let me ask you guys, do you How many people do you think actually paid for this Hoobastank thing?
There's only 3 reviews.
Travis, I really want our own custom version of The Reason, though. I want it.
Well, let's just find some karaoke singer in a bar. You write the lyrics,
right,
and just be like, "Hey, sing this," and we'll play it over The Reason acoustic or the Reason
other two
instrumental.
Are great cameo from Jeff, and thank you from Jeff.
All of those people are family members of Hoobastank.
So. Either Jeff paid $600 and sent in 2 different reviews, or Jeff is the bass player.
Yeah.
So maybe they don't change the song. Maybe just they introduce it first. They'd be like, hey, Jeff, this one's for you for your birthday. And then they play The Reason.
It kind of sounded like that they are redoing it.
They changed the song one time, and since it's not public, everybody thinks the one change that they did was for them.
Well, let's listen to this again, Travis. Let me see if I can decode it.
It's really
customized version of The Reason.
The customized version of The Reason, yeah. Right?
In the tip here on Cameo, what does a good request look like? Try to be as specific as possible with your request, such as your relationship to the Cameo recipient, numbers and details. Example, tell me my BFF Cam, congrats on graduating from UCLA.
I'm not a perfect person. There's many things I wish I didn't do, but I continue learning, and that's why I need to divorce you.
Mm.
Right?
That makes sense.
Yep. Or that's why I need to stop beating you.
I need to stop beating you with legs from the couch. Isn't that what Matt said?
But the reason is you.
Matt, that was a very specific example. So in this situation, I guess you flip over the couch and you unscrew the legs.
Yeah.
And then you beat your wife with them. And then back on and put the couch back and sit down?
That's so they can be terrified while you're doing it. They know what's coming.
Oh, yeah.
It's taking you a minute to get that leg.
Oh, yeah. Even better, you tell them, you get up. Be like, why? I got to flip the couch over. And then, oh, no.
Go sit on the kitchen table. I'm getting this leg to beat you.
And you send all that to Hoobastank so they can customize the song for you.
Fucking Hoobastank. Fucking Doug and Dan.
I can't wait till next year when they celebrate the release of their techno version of The Reason.
Poor Hoobastank. Like, I can't believe that this is where Hoobastank is. Like, can they not?
You can't believe, Matt? I can believe.
No, you can at least make a pretty good living playing county fairs.
I'm going to be honest with you. The first Hoobastank record is really good.
Yeah,
it's a good record.
The whole album's pretty good.
I actually put that on sometimes when I'm working out or whatever. Those songs fucking rip.
Do you skip The Reason?
I found the techno version, guys.
Reason's not on that first record. That was the second record.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the first one had Crawling in the Dark. It didn't have The Reason.
Yeah, that was a fucking good song.
It's not techno enough.
No, we need like Moby to get involved.
Do they eventually break it down? Come on, break it down, guys. There we go.
There it is. And the reason
is. Yeah!
Oh! This is like open house party.
Yeah.
Matt.
With what's his nuts?
Mike, the number 3 beer out of Wisconsin, Schlitz Lager.
Bullshit.
Schlitz. I know I've had Schlitz.
Schlitz Lager coming out of Wisconsin is the number 3.
That can't be right. Schlitz is trash.
I'm just telling you, that's number 3.
Huh.
You know, Travis, I like a trash beer. I'll get me a 12-pack of Pabst Blue Ribbon from time to time. I mean, it did win a Blue Ribbon in like 1815.
This is miles below a Pabst Blue Ribbon. Schlitz and Hams are the trashiest beers out of Wisconsin, besides Milwaukee's Best.
Why, Matt? Did you see that there's a new person in the rice game. We joked a few months ago about Uncle Travis tree jizz taking over for Aunt Jemima. Mm-hmm. But somebody has taken it upon themselves to create both rice and pancake mix. Did you see this story?
I did not, no.
Oh, Matt, you're going to be surprised at who it is.
Okay.
Is it the RZA?
Master P's Uncle P's Rice Company is opening the doors for real minority-owned brands in the food business. Percy Miller has been educating the culture on the importance of building minority-owned brands, producing product, and giving back to the community for over 25 years. Growing out of poverty, Percy built a music empire, selling over 100 million records independently, and now he's doing the same in the food market with his Uncle P's Rice, Grits, Oatmeal, Pancake Mix, and Syrup.
Master
that's
P.
That's not real, right?
No, that's real, Travis.
Uncle P. Rice, get the hook up. Uh-huh. Ooh, oh, the haters P. in your neighborhood.
No, it's in real. They have boxes and everything,
can't
Travis.
Can't stop with haters, man, because God got it.
Master P.
No, I'm telling you, I know that's Master P because back in the day, I rattled a lot of the Master P, and that is absolutely Master P.
Yeah, he's going to make rice, and he's going to make pancake mix and syrup. Uncle P's, Louisiana seasoned, rice.
Does he not want to call it Master P's rice because of the connotations, to slavery and the slave masters?
Yeah, you can't call it master bedroom anymore, Travis. It is now the main bedroom or the
grand bedroom,
primary bedroom.
Master P not on camera.
He doesn't have to, Matt. He's got a goddamn food empire.
Make him say, That's my Master P impression.
I've watched several things on it, and nobody, like, tastes it or says it's good.
They just say it exists?
Yeah. They just say, hey, you know, you guys want to buy stuff from black people. I'm black.
Say, hey, you know how Dr. Dre has those sweet ass headphones that cost $200? Well, guess what? Master P's here with a $1.99 box of instant rice.
Travis, I'll tell you, I got a pair of those headphones. They're fine.
They're fine.
Yeah. Uncle P's pancake mix. Now I'm telling you, I'm buying it. If I see it on the shelf, I'm fucking buying it.
Does it have a picture of the old Uncle P on it?
It does. Yeah, he's standing there with sunglasses on, and he's got a thumbs up, and there's like a bowl of rice.
This is like a fake commercial that would have been in the house party movies back in the day.
Oh yeah, no, this is like a Saturday Night Live skit come to life.
Yeah, or more like Mad TV because it's not very good.
Right.
Ridiculous.
Okay.
So, before we get in, if we got anything else, I need to tell you about the Joe Exotic news before we.
Oh, absolutely.
Joe Exotic is launching his own brand of underwear.
How can he do that?
Yeah. How?
He has partnered with a company from jail to offer these authentic Joe Exotic underoos. What happened is he test marketed these back in May, and they sold out $20,000 worth of these Joe Exotic underwear in May. Now they ramped up to a full launch, which is coming very soon. These underwear will be in different styles. Mostly, I think they're boxer briefs from the look of them.
Do they have ones that are tigerish?
They are different designs. There are plain tiger patterns.
Okay.
But the best ones are the ones that have tiger patterns, but then right where your penis is, it's a giant picture of Joe Exotic.
Coming out of like your wiener hole?
It covers your entire pubic area. Is a giant picture, a bust shot of Joe Exotic.
Oh, I'm looking at him, Travis. I'll buy those. That's not tiger. That's leopard.
Genius.
He's not the leopard king. He's the tiger king. Fix it.
Oh, there's a couple of different there's a couple of different ones I saw.
Yeah, I don't want goddamn leopard underwear.
What they're saying, we got fun options. One has got Joe's face on the crotch on some leopard print. There's another one that's a bright orange tiger print. There's also a mix of tiger print and baby blue, not to mention red tiger print. Pretty much what you would expect from Joe the Fashionista. These are part of Joe's revenge collection with the streetwear brand O Dangerous.
Wow.
O Dangerous spelled O-D-A-I-N-G-E-R-O-U-S. O Dangerous.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
And does that money... So, like, his cut, I'm sure O Dangerous is the one doing all the, you know, manufacturing and stuff. And,
of course.
He's just licensing his own image.
Yeah, I assume it's O Dangerous is probably recouping most of these dollars and the rest go to Joe.
So, like, the percentage that he gets, does that just, like, go right into his commissary so he can get, like, smokes and Twinkies
ramen
and stuff?
Noodles.
Definitely. You know, all the people selling unlicensed Joe Exotic stuff, it's good to know that there's an official product on the market.
Well, and that's, I think, probably what the best thing is for O Dangerous is now that they have the license to sell Joe Exotic's his image. I imagine that the big gain for them is now they can do a Disney and sue everybody that's printing Joe Exotic fashions.
Oh, so like O Dangerous can go after some folks?
Yeah, they're like, yeah, we got these underwear. Great. We'll make a couple of bucks off these. But the big money is going to come from these bootleg T-shirts and other fashions that we can sue over.
Hmm. Matt, let me
Miller Lite is the number two beer.
That makes sense.
Is that from Wisconsin?
Miller Lite.
Is this just like a list of how much they sell?
I don't
What
really
is this
know.
A list of, it's, Matt? What are
it's
we
a
doing?
List of beers from Wisconsin. It's the top 12 beers.
Miller Lite?
Miller Lite is they brewed in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Was a Wisconsin staple. A lot of people drink in the Midwest the Miller Lite.
I like also, the Miller Lite.
Also owned by now by a South American company.
You know, Milwaukee means the great land.
Mm-hmm. It's also Wisconsin's trash can.
And that's why the baseball team is called the Brewers.
Yeah, because that's where they make the beer. Yeah, hey.
What's number one, Matt?
You're gonna have to wait till next week.
Oh wow!
Ooh,
cliffhanger. The big reveal.
Wow!
Yeah,
you fucking hook it on them, Matt.
Well, you know what?
That's how you get the retention.
For nothing.
That's how you get the Spotify bucks.
That's right.
You hook them in so they got to come back.
Guess what he's going to do next week? He's going to be like, I wasn't going to tell you what the number one beer in Wisconsin is.
Yeah.
I was going to tell you what the number one beer in Iowa was. What the fuck?
Yeah, right. You're going to have to wait until next week to find out that Pabst Blue Ribbon is the number one beer in Wisconsin.
Is it really?
There it is. Wow. That's it.
I guess you don't need to come back next week, guys.
If you guys hang out in Wisconsin, I can tell you for a fact that Busch Light is the number one beer in Wisconsin.
Hmm.
I think that's made here.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's the Bud Light excrement. It's whatever they scrape up off the floors at the Budweiser plant.
I tell you what, next week I will tell you what number nine is.
Ooh. Paul's dead.
Matt, do you have what you would say is like a pick of the week, Matt? Something you want the people to know about? Or do you want me to play a little bit more of the techno remix of The Reason? Hey. Matt, pick of the week.
I definitely think that you should be playing only Reason and different variations of The Reason as everybody's pick of the week.
Just do a whole bunch of different versions. I could probably find some. There's probably, I mean, in the 16 years that song has graced us with its magical presence to a point where now we need to revisit it and do an acoustic version. I'm sure there's plenty of covers.
I can't believe they actually took the time to say, you know what, we're going to do an acoustic version of this and make a big deal out of that.
Do you know that they feel foolish doing that, like trying to import some like make it a big deal that they're putting out an acoustic version of The Reason? You know that they're like, this is ridiculous. This song, come on.
Dave Winkler, he did a cover of The Reason. It looks like he's by a mountain.
I guarantee you that there are a million covers of The Reason, because The Reason was out back in the day when Napster still kind of existed and Kazaa was a thing. And back in those days when you could download track by track by track, was a lot of people made shitty remixes of popular songs.
My number one, or my pick of the week, is a one-star review of a Lance Bass cameo.
You don't see many one-star reviews on Cameo. It looks
well,
like
you
most
know what's
people...
really funny is I've actually been scrolling through and clicking on these actors and stuff to find one-star reviews. And when I was clicking on their names, they just said 5 stars. Like Lance Bass is 5 stars. But then right. when I clicked on the reviews, I've run across this one-star review.
Oh, it's just volume, Matt.
So now it's definitely, I mean, if there's one-star review, how is he rated 5 stars?
I guess you can't ever go back to perfect, but you can round up close enough, I guess.
Anyway.
If you have 1,000 five stars and like 2 1-stars, you pretty much have 5 stars.
Yeah, I mean, that's a 4.98, say, right. round up.
Honestly, we loved having Lance Bass as our host, and we paid $500 for him to give a shout out for our virtual event this year because of Pride being canceled due to COVID. The end result felt rushed, and Nevada was even pronounced incorrectly.
Oh, no.
He fucked up Nevada?
As a nonprofit, we hope there was more time and effort put into this considering how minimal our budget was.
Wow.
Why are these people paying this kind of money for a 30-second video from people? This is ridiculous.
Travis, I just want to know how he said Nevada.
Travis, I'm telling you right now, I love getting into the minutiae of Cameo. I don't know if people think it's interesting or not, but I just love seeing like how some people are cheaper than other people, and like how, I mean, like some people are like $500 and give you like 30 seconds. Actually,
Nevada?
How do you fuck up Nevada? Previous guest of the show, Jensen Karp, and his wife, Danielle Fishna? Topanga.
Oh, Topanga.
Yeah, dude, fucking married Topanga.
She should have an OnlyFans.
she should, Travis. But they have a podcast now where they do like a. 3 celebrities on Cameo and debate whether or not they're worth it or not.
So they pay?
No, they just they just do what we do. They just go to their page and look at it and look at a couple of the examples and decide whether or not they're worth it. And I've listened to a couple of them. They're pretty good. They did one. The Soup Nazi fucking cleans up on Cameo. But what he says is that he will do he will either do the Soup Nazi or his character from Austin Powers, who was like a blackjack dealer and said like, hey, you shouldn't hit on 20 or something. Like he had one line in Austin Powers and he said, hey, I'll do my line from Austin Powers or the Soup Nazi. And
I think that's he was dealing at the table when Austin Powers met a lot of vagina.
Right.
And then he goes and takes a shit with Tom Arnold.
They were going through and trying to find one where he was the blackjack dealer. And I don't know if this will shock you or not, Travis, but he did not have many people requesting that he be the blackjack dealer. I guess I'll go ahead and say that pick of the week is Talk is Cheap, I think is the name of the podcast. And it's previous guest Jensen Karp and Topanga, and they make fun of Cameo. So I love talking about Cameo. We could talk about Cameo every week if you guys want.
I really could. These reviews are really great. I found Lou Ferrigno on here, and I'm surprised what people will not like. They actually leave really good reviews, but like this person said, thank you for taking the time to give my sweetheart a shout out, Lou. Seems pretty sweet, right?
Yeah.
Three stars? 3 stars for that.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What does Lou got to do?
There's another Lou Ferrigno that just says thank you. 4 stars.
What's her name? What the fuck's is that gal's name? The gal, JoJo. She's on there and she does like 15-second videos, but like she says, I love you like 5 times in it. And so everybody's satisfied with it because, you know, that's all you really need, right?
That's all you need.
To tell a 5-year-old you love them and then move on, right? Cash your check. Travis, pick of the week. Cash it, baby.
Travis's pick of the week this week is something I'm very excited about. I knew it existed a while ago, but it was not on a platform that I was ever going to watch it on. I'd heard good things about it, but it seemed kind of foolish to me. I just started watching it this weekend. I only have 2 episodes left. Cobra Kai on Netflix.
I thought it was going to be Umbrella Academy.
Wasn't that like on YouTube Premium or something?
Cobra Kai was on YouTube Premium, and I had no interest in ever signing up for a YouTube Premium service. Netflix has now purchased the rights to it. Netflix is creating a 3rd season, so they now currently have all the Karate Kid motion pictures and the first 2 seasons of Cobra Kai. And I will tell you what, I just on a lark, I'm like, let's just see what this Cobra Kai is this last Friday. And I started watching it, and I could not stop.
No, I think that's going to be on my list of things to watch now that it is on Netflix as well.
It is amazing. It takes the bad guy from the Karate Kid, and you know, obviously it's 34 years later or whatever, but then it intercuts scenes from the Karate Kid being told from like his point of view and how Danny was really kind of a piece of shit and like stole his girlfriend and stuff and how it totally ruined Johnny Law's life.
Yeah.
And it is mesmerizing. Like they both have kids now, but Johnny Law is kind of a piece of shit and Danny's like the super successful rich guy. And obviously there is some amazing karate in it. Some of the show is I will grant it kind of cheesy, but in all of the right ways. This show, I am sad that I'm almost done with it. It is so good. I'm having so much fun. The kids are loving it.
Is Macchio on that? Ralph Macchio? Is he showing
up? Yeah, he is. Everybody's in it except Pat Morita because he's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. There's a band. They're called No More Kings. And they have a song. I think it was like 2005 or 2006 that they released it. And it was called Sweep the Leg. And it's a really fucking great kind of like, you know, pop punk song about how, you know, he didn't really want to sweep the leg. And, you know, the devil whispered in his ear.
Yeah. And they play that up so much. It's so good. And at times, I mean, you start rooting out for Johnny Law. You continue to kind of root for him. Then you kind of dislike Daniel. But then you like that. It's such a like range of emotions for like what was so clear cut in the 1980s, you know, Karate Kid movies, and it like spins it on its head. I very much recommend Cobra Kai on Netflix.
Guys, we did it. We'll do it again. I don't know. You think probably about a week from now.
Let's do it in like 7 days if you guys want.
Yeah, I would say probably, yeah, like a good 7 days from now.
Why don't we do it in 5 days, but release to the people in 7 days.
Pizza business. I was listening.
I'm busy that day, I'm sorry.
But you weren't digesting. Yep.
Guys, what I was, Matt was talking about a song, and I pulled up the song, and we were going to go out to it. But this video is like 9 minutes long and it's more than a song. So, I'll just go with what I was going to go out with. And we'll
the
just
video is, it's got more dialogue.
Yeah. It's a whole lot of, you know, I was trying to do things on the fly, Matt. Doesn't work. Just stick to the plan. You know what I'm saying? Stick to the plan. Guys, thanks. Bye. Bye.
transform the mind. Shadows hold the mist, fractured as this wish. Shattered, I resign. We're on the verge, we're on the verge of sacred dawning. And slow, slow, I say.
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. And be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at WFODshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. You can also follow Matt at The Lotus Cast, Travis at Produce Travis, or Drunk at DrunkardSTL on the Twitters. You can email any of us, Mike, Travis, Matt, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. You can give us a call when we're live or when we're not. The number there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz and Liquid Lozenge. If you'd like to be a Patreon sponsor, it's patreon.com/WFODix. Be back next week. Thanks again. Goodbye.
Say I done told you. Say I would try to. Were you brought from creation's crown? Say die your warning. Stare down your masters with the promise of. What you are. We're on the verge of the times, wind to the crowd, kind, aping youth, wise, ever lost, eyes, miss the chap as meek, those weak as sin, turning glass upside down to the hours they pass. Say I done told you, say I would try to, were you wrong? Crown. Say, die your warning. Stare down your masters with the promise of wanting what you are. We're on the verge.
I want you to know it's over.
Well.